Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Hi, today I want to talk about failure. And I want to talk about failure because in an entrepreneur group that I'm in, there was a girl who wrote a long comment about failure and how if you're in something for the long haul, you know, you can't really fail at it. And I guess for her, she felt like, you know, all the talk about business being risky and blah, blah percent of businesses failing in the first 12 months, you know, can scare people out of starting their own business. And I guess to a certain extent, maybe 4 years ago, I would have agreed. But having experienced failure now, I wholeheartedly disagree. I think, you know, there are, when you go into a business, you need to go in with your eyes open. I have gone into things with my blinkers on because failure wasn't an option for me. As a result, I really paid the price. And I think there's different levels of risk these days. Like starting an online business where it's you and you're maybe selling an online product or coaching or whatever you're doing that's online, if there isn't a lot of overhead involved, for example, a lease of a property, a commercial lease, or you know, inventory, you don't have to stock a lot of stock, then it is relatively low risk and you could see it out for the long haul. But there are different circumstances and failure is a real thing. You know, some things fail. Where I think the issue comes into play is when people see business failure as personal failure. And those two things are very different. They're very, very different. Business failure, it's just a business failure. Everything has an end date. Everything does have an end date. We have an end date. A tree has an end date. The planet probably has an end date. Everything has an end date. And a business is the same. It lives and it exchanges energy and all that kind of jazz. But what it isn't is you. Even when you are your business, as in your business is you and your services and your brand is you, you are still not your business. It's still a separate entity. And so you can have success personally and the business fail, but it does not mean that you are a failure. Do you see the difference? Here's the thing. I think sometimes it's very easy to say things like, you know, call bullshit on business failure and say any business can succeed if you stay in it for the long haul or if you're committed enough or if you're, you know, blah, 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 blah. And while that's probably in some respects quite true, in others it's absolute bullshit. And I think, you know, unless you've walked through, and theory is theory. Living through something is very different. For example, and I'm going to use this example, there's no judgment in this, okay? Just need to put that out there. Before I had kids, I felt like I was a parenting expert because I didn't have kids. So then I have a daughter now and I parent in completely a different way than I thought I would. I didn't think I would be attached. I didn't think I would have problems sending her off to daycare. I would just put her in her room and close the door and let her cry it out. But once I had that little baby here and I was holding her in my arms and it was like, you know, she was so helpless and beautiful. I couldn't put her in her room to cry it out because I was living through it now. It wasn't just a theory. It was, you know, a full-bodied experience. And that's where I'm saying no judgment, because if you have put your baby in a room and let it cry it out, that's totally fine with me. You do whatever works for you. For me, I couldn't do it. But I thought I could before it came down to me actually having to do it. I hope that kind of makes a little bit more sense. You know, so I think until you've felt like, okay, so here's the reason that I didn't feel that failure was real prior, because I hadn't experienced it. I had had nothing fail. You know, I don't think I'd even failed a test at school. I was an overachiever. Everything I touched didn't turn to gold, but it sure as hell didn't fail. And I had never had to make a business decision that was really, really tough. The toughest decision I'd had to make was how to price my products or how to fire a client, or the biggest one, whether to start or not. And I think the biggest decision I made to that point was really a couple. One was leaving my, the security of a full-time job to focus solely on my business. And the other one was probably the first outsourcing I did on a big level. You know, they had both been a success. So, you know, I'd never really experienced failure at its core. I'd never had something really big that I had been really invested in fail. I think that's kind of a key, is that I was really invested in it. I was invested in this business financially, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. In every way I could possibly be involved in this business, I was, like, to an unhealthy kind of point. And this is the main point I want to get across today, if nothing else. And that is, your success or failure is not the business success or failure. I've said it before and I will say it again. You are separate to your business, even if your business is you as a brand. Write that down, folks. Write that down. Because it's so easy to get caught up in stuff and to see, you know, your business isn't getting traction. It's personal. You know, what am I doing wrong? It becomes really personal. People don't like me. You know, you start to question your worth and your value. And it shouldn't be that. It should be your business's value, your business's worth. What is your product worth? Not what are you worth. That's a different thing altogether. It's a completely different thing. It's not what are you worth. It's what is your product or service worth. See? And when there is that separation, you're not as emotionally invested in the business. So, you know, like, there's always that desperate guy in the bar who probably just broke up from his wife and he just wants to get laid and he's having no success because he reeks of desperation. And often in our own businesses, we get so entwined into becoming emotionally attached to the outcome, or we become, you know, kind of codependent on our business, where its failure is your failure or its success is your success, that we become like a desperado because it becomes personal. And that's what happened to me. In my co-working space, I had become completely codependent on it. So, you know, there wasn't a separation, and it became really personal. And the fact that it was failing really became my failing, you know? And really, all it was a co-working space. That's what it was. But there was so much attachment that I had to it that it became so, so, so much more than that. And I'm quite sure that that was what really kept success at bay. The fact that, you know, I was that desperate guy in the bar. I reeked of desperation because I really needed this to work. You know, I needed it to work. Because if it worked, it meant I was okay, you know, that people liked me and that I was a success. It's so dangerous, you know, I think. But here's the other thing, and this is the other thing that I want you to know, that failure is, or it can be, a good thing. That one of the things that this girl had said was that, you know, basically you keep going and you keep going and you keep going until it is a success. And I kind of had said that, you know, in my own experience with failure, you know, I had a business that failed and I would call it that. I would call it a failure. And, you know, that I had looked at all different avenues and I had looked at crowdfunding and I had looked to get an investor and I had tried everything. I hustled and hustled, hustled to get this thing to work. But at the end of the day, I had to close the doors. And she had said, yeah, but that was a choice. And yeah, you know, it was a choice. I chose to close the doors. But at some point, that choice is taken away from you. You know, yes, I did have a choice and I chose to look at other options and I chose to close the business. Did the business fail? Did I fail the business? Is failure even a real thing? Well, for me, I think yes. Like, it's probably all of those things. Besides failure not really being real, because I believe that it is. And I also believe it's good to have a healthy regard for failure, you know, but to understand that it's not something that defines you and it's not something to be scared of. But like everything, I think you need to go in aware. Have an exit strategy. Think about the what ifs, like, only just so, not so that you get scared, but so that you know and so that you're confident. You know, like for me, it was like I didn't have that pull out point. I didn't have the point where I went, this has gone beyond and now I've got to pull the pin, you know? Or once I've been in business this long, if I haven't made this much, I pull the pin. It's often good to have some kind of exit strategy in place because things don't always go to plan. And that's okay too, because everything has a higher purpose, a higher reason for happening, I believe. If shit isn't going to plan, when you look back, it's quite likely that though it was still shit, it actually did have a greater purpose. And for me, I closed the business. And I fell pregnant the following weekend. So there was a greater purpose. I had to let go of something to let something else in. Still painful, but well worth it. And it was well worth it for all the lessons I learned, you know? Like, man, so many great lessons that money can't buy, although it did, because I sunk a lot of money into that business. So I know I've kind of gone back and forth throughout this podcast, but I guess on the end note, I think sometimes a couple of things. One, if you are allowing a word like failure or the idea of failure stop you from moving forward, stop. Because the only thing you're really failing at, if you are running away from failure, is valuing yourself. Have faith in yourself. Give things a go. Who cares if you don't succeed? There's life beyond it, trust me. And it's often way more magical than you could ever have imagined. Because those lessons that you learn in failure are universal things that you can take with you in all areas of your life. Like for me, the big lessons were knowing when to let go, knowing how to let go. They're huge, huge lessons. Knowing when it's, yeah, when it's time to call it quits, you know, like if I hadn't gone through this, I could have kept on forging on, you know? I could have kept on forging on. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. But sometimes it's okay to move on and let things go and not succeed at stuff. Because I think it's not the success or failure that defines you, but it's the way that you interact with both. It's who you are in success and it's who you are in failure that really sets things apart. So the major lesson is don't try to avoid failure. Don't let failure stop you from moving forward. And don't let failure define who you are. And for me, I believe in a world of balance, you know. So particularly since suffering from depression, where I felt nothing, numbness, I definitely realized that it's a good thing to feel sadness, because if you can feel sadness, then you can feel equal parts of happiness, you know. So the depth of the sadness you feel is also the depth of the happiness you feel. So when you have numbness, you really have a limited range of happiness or sadness because you're numb. Get what I'm saying? So it's kind of like the yin and the yang. And so for me, I feel like, and you know, there's a lot of quotes around like about business and failure, and that you haven't really been an entrepreneur until you've experienced failure. And I kind of agree with that, because if you have a high level of success, chances are you will have also experienced a lot of failure in your time. And, or a lot of things, here's the thing, we can reframe it however we like. We can say lessons, we can say mistakes, we can say things that didn't work, or we could say things that failed us. It's okay, it's just a word. You know, the word doesn't define who you are. And that's where I think it's like kind of semantic. So success and failure, they're like fear and love, or happiness and sadness. They're opposite of the spectrum. And in order to have one, you need to have the other, because it creates the balance. So your level of success is probably equal to the amount of failure. And it might not be one big failure like mine. It might be that you tried a million different things and you launched, you know, 10 different products and 9 of them failed to have the one that worked. It's the story of, you know, the Harry Potter woman sending off her manuscript and getting 900 and bloody however many rejection letters, you know. And I guess that's what this girl was trying to say, was that if you don't have an end date, you can't have failure. But I think it's okay to have failure, and it's okay to recognize that failure doesn't have to be the end of you, you know. It doesn't have to be, doesn't even have to be the end of the business. For me, the Office Collective, it was the end of the business. It failed. But I didn't stop being an entrepreneur because I had a business fail. I just picked myself up, licked my wounds a little bit, and moved the fuck on. You know, I figured out what I needed to learn to stop this thing from happening again, what lessons I needed for next time, for my next venture. I got up, dusted myself off, and I moved the fuck on. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.